From the WGXC newsroom, this is your WGXC Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, September 23rd, 2016. I am Jack Schoonover. Shannon Sweeney reports in the Albany Business Review that Michael O'Sullivan resigned as Rensselaer County Regional Chamber of Commerce president just 8 months after taking the position. He would only cite personal reasons for the resignation, as the former publisher of the Troy Record and the Saratogian gave the press few details. Kate Ollier, the director of member engagement and business development for the council, will be interim president. You can read the full story in the Albany Business Review. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders' political organization, Our Revolution, endorsed Democrat Sarah Nicoli September 20th in her campaign for the 46th state Senate district seat held by Republican George Amador. Nicoli, the Palatine town supervisor in Montgomery County and former executive director of the Labor Religion Coalition of New York State, is one of three New York candidates Our Revolution has backed. Zephyr Teachout, a Democrat seeking the 19th congressional district seat, and a Long Island Democrat running for the state assembly are the other two backed by the organization Sanders founded. The 46th state Senate district includes Greene County. You can read the full story in Capital Confidential. On the first day of fall, New York State released its second fall foliage report, saying, and I quote, "In the Catskills region, foliage spotters reporting from Catskill in Greene County expect up to 10 to 15% color change by the weekend. Look for hints of muted red and yellow in the higher peaks, where the maples are just beginning to change. In Ulster County, look for up to 20% change in the Saugerties area with mostly gold and yellow leaves, along with some bright red leaves. In the Kingston area, 10% color change is expected. Delaware County spotters project 15% change with touches of muted red and gold leaves. Some isolated trees have completely changed color." Jimmy Vielkind reports in Politico New York that Joe Percoco and Alain Caloyeros, two high-ranking officials in New York government, were charged September 22nd by federal agents with extortion and rigging bids as part of the administration's economic development efforts. U.S. Attorney Prayit Barara unsealed an 80-page complaint against the two officials. Percoco, a former aide to Governor Andrew Cuomo, the complaint alleges, needed money for a large mortgage and, quote, "squeezed companies with pending business before the state to pay him and his wife," unquote, according to the charges. Percoco's attorney suggested the charges against him were based on non-credible witness testimony, similar to a fraud charge against former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, which the Supreme Court vacated. An attorney for SUNY Poly President Caloyeros did not immediately respond to a request for comment, but has previously denied any wrongdoing by Caloyeros. At a press conference September 22nd announcing the charges, Barara was asked if Cuomo was under suspicion and said, quote, "At this moment, no. That's all I'm going to say." You can read the full story in Politico New York. Katie Kosianski is reporting in the Register Star on the Columbia Green Community College Board of Trustees' continuing conversation about the proposed master plan upgrades to the college. College President Jim Campion presented the school's first master plan since 1997 to the board in August. The proposal calls for multiple construction projects, including dormitories, the expansion of programming and maintaining facilities, estimated to cost a total of $86 million. The proposal also supports the college's effort to reverse its declining enrollment. The full master plan will continue to be contemplated by college officials during the coming months, and the Board of Trustees is leaning towards holding a retreat to talk about the plan in greater detail. The retreat may also include the members of Columbia Green's Strategic Planning Committee. That committee is currently working on updating the existing strategic plan, which was adopted in 2011. The stated goal of that plan included quality education, accessibility, maintaining excellent facilities, keeping the college student-centered, service to the community, and sound management. You can read the full story in the Register Star. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that three motorists were saved from drowning in a pond off King's Highway in Saugerties by employees of Stainless Design Concepts on Thursday, September 22nd. The three people were in a Ford Excursion traveling north on the New York State Thruway when the vehicle swerved off the road and crashed into the pond near the Stainless Design offices at 1117 King's Highway. Len Zimmer, Jeff Bennett, and Rodney Newsy, all Stainless Design employees, ran to the scene of the accident, jumped in the pond, and pulled the three passengers out of the water, state police said. Zimmer said it took about 20 seconds for them to get the passengers to safety. The vehicle was sinking into the pond, which was about 8 feet deep. State police said the driver of the SUV is from New Rochelle. He choked on some coffee he was drinking while driving and then blacked out. Police said none of the passengers sustained any injuries in the crash. You can read the full story in the Daily Mail. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail that nearly two dozen current and former veterans turned out to the Catskill Board of Education meeting this week to support a school tax exemption. Prior to the meeting, the public had the opportunity during a public hearing to speak to the board about the benefits of the exemption. Catskill School alumnus Jason Borgen, an Iraq War veteran and now a staff sergeant in the Air National Guard, introduced the exemption idea to the board 2 years ago after a state law passed in 2013 declaring veterans eligible to apply for a reduction on state, local, and school property taxes. An exemption is a tax reduction in school taxes based on the assessed value of a veteran's property. At the school board meeting Wednesday, September 21st, Interim Superintendent Anne-Marie Barkman pointed out the exemptions for veterans would come out of the district's tax levy, and as a result, the tax levy on non-veterans would have to increase. According to Borgen, the number of potentially eligible properties is not significant, and the number of veterans living in the Catskill District is decreasing. In 2016, 408 properties, or 6% of the total number of properties paying the school tax district-wide, would be eligible for the exemption. No one present for the hearing spoke against the exemption, and board members said they would take the proposal under consideration. You can read the full story in the Daily Mail. And now for the weather. Today, there is a slight chance of showers between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Other than that, it will be partly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Friday night, there will be a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m., then a slight chance of showers between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. Other than that, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 50 degrees. Tomorrow, Saturday, it will be sunny with a high near 67, and tomorrow, Saturday night, it will be clear with a low around 43. On Sunday, it will be sunny with a high around 65 degrees, and Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 41 degrees. The sunrise today was at 6:45 a.m., and the sunset will be at 6:49 p.m., leaving us with 12 hours and 4 minutes of daylight. From the WGXC Newsroom, I am Jack Schoonover with your news for Friday, September 23rd, 2016. Have a great day.